Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Body of Christopher Creed by Carol Plum Uchi, narrated by Scott Sheena.
Chapter 1. I had hoped that a new start away from Steepleton would make my junior year seem like 100 years ago, rather than just one. Granted, senior year is not a great year to be switching schools, especially if you played football, baseball, had a decent blues band going in your basement, and had known the same kids since forever. I kept telling myself at first, "Hey, going to boarding school will be like leaving for college a year early. It's cool." But that's a hard argument to hold on to when you're looking at people whose average age is 15, and when we're still living under a 10 p.m. weekend curfew in the dorm. At first, it was a weird change. But staying in Steepleton after all that had happened would have been weirder. Mostly, Rothborn has been good. It wasn't more than a couple of months before I could actually concentrate in class and get decent grades again. I could spot guys from the dorm as I walked into the dining hall, and I could pull up a seat next to them and goof around. I asked a girl to the movies once, and she said yes. Nobody stares at me here. Nobody is suspicious of me. That part is gone. I'm not saying that life has been perfect. There's the roommate thing. Cartwright is pretty cool. He's a crew maniac who also loves pranks, embellishing his own girl stories, and shooting the bull late at night with me. But he's got his own set of ideas, like when to finally nod off and put out the light. And if you have nightmares, flashbacks, and other sleep screw-ups, it's not easy lying awake in the dark. While I had many days of cracking into campus trees from zero sleep during the fall, this spring I've only had a couple. In some ways, I'm just your basic guy again. I do have a ponytail, and most guys around here have nubs, which is more the style, if there is a style these days. Around Easter, I took to adding little goofy things to it. A seagull feather, a clamshell on a suede leash, a rabbit's foot. Some girl asked me last week if I was running a dead animal farm. I felt my face turn all red, but deep inside, I was kind of happy about that remark. She was the first person at Rothborn to take my meaning. Well, sort of. I like animals and all, but I'm not obsessed with animals. I don't let myself get too crazy when people start asking questions like, "So why'd you come as a senior?" Or, "You could pass for a model if you'd cut that hair, so why don't you?" It's always the girls who ask this stuff. Most guys are content to accept you just because you're cool and don't make waves. But about a week ago, this guy down the hall from me, Leo, barged into my room when I had the door shut. People sort of avoid Leo, though it's kind of hard to explain why. He's a tall guy with brown hair who looks like everybody else. He likes to hang out in the union and shoot the bull. He's just a little sideways, if I had to describe him. He always talks about girls, but he stares at guys.